You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm David Brancaccio. An index that tracks stocks in regional mid-sized banks fell 5.5% yesterday. Investors targeted many, but three in particular, PacWest, Western Alliance, and Metropolitan Bank, with their stocks yesterday falling 28%, 15%, and 20% respectively. Marketplace's Nova Safo explains why.
In announcing the purchase of First Republic Bank after regulators seized it over the weekend, JP Morgan CEO Jamie Dimon declared this part of the crisis is over. But investors are not ready to ease their concerns over the effects higher interest rates may be having on regional banks' balance sheets. All three mid-sized lenders under scrutiny now, PacWest, Western Alliance, and Metropolitan Bank, have reported results for the first quarter of the year, and all three reported outflows of deposits. Western Alliance and PacWest are down about $6 billion each. The much smaller Metropolitan Bank reported outflows of about $150 million. The problem is that regional banks may be stuck with lots of low-interest bonds. With depositors pulling large sums, these banks might have to sell at a loss to pay out withdrawals. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.
That is all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.